ABC News.
Hello, I'm David Rollins. The father of a young boy who survived the Uvalde school shooting in Texas says he saw young children running away from the school with gunshot wounds. Fidi Mustafa, who runs a local Italian restaurant, has described pulling up to the school and hearing gunfire and screaming. At least 21 people have been killed in the attack, along with the 18-year-old gunman. Mr. Mustafa has described what he saw in the moments following the attack, and he said that he saw a lot of bad things today. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has signalled the new government's intention to reassert Australia's diplomatic presence in the Pacific. She'll fly to Fiji on Thursday, which is tomorrow, and her visit will coincide with the beginning of a Pacific tour by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is meeting Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manessa Sogavare. Senator Wong says the visit shows the government is placing importance on the region. Supporters of a Tamil asylum seeker family say excitement is building in their adopted home in central Queensland ahead of their impending return. The Nadasalingams have been in immigration detention since 2018, fighting deportation to Sri Lanka on safety grounds. Federal Labor has backed their return to the town of Bilawila, and Senior Government Minister Jim Chalmers says substantial progress has been made in the last day or so. Family friend and advocate Bronwyn Dendall says that locals can't wait for their return. And a cabinet secretary in the UK has handed down her report into lockdown rule-breaking parties at No. 10 Downing Street, suggesting there was a failure of leadership and judgment by the cabinet office. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is soon expected to address the findings in Sue Gray's report. The report has detailed a number of unlawful gatherings that were held at the Prime Minister's residence at a time when public health rules prohibited such events from taking place. This is ABC News.